Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
So good to be with you again today as we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse 76. You can tell I'm excited. I'm excited just to look at the scriptures this day. I hope you are. Verse 76, we read, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant." Isn't it interesting? He says, "Let, I pray thee." Otherwise, bring it on, Lord. Bring on, allow it to happen to my life. Boy, I tell you, I would say the same thing to the Lord. Lord Jesus, give me everything that I can receive of your mercy and your grace. And almost like Elijah prayed, "Lord, give me a double portion. Give me a double." In my case, you know, that's almost like it. You ever been where you're putting some hot fudge sundae, you know, some chocolate on top of your ice cream, and you say, you know, the guy scoops up one, he says, no, give me 2-3 scoops. Just keep pouring it on. And that's kind of the attitude that we see here in this psalm, where he just say, "Lord, keep pouring on thy mercy and thy kindness." And then he says, "Because truly they're my comfort." I find it's interesting, first of all, he says it's thy. Or was it the mercy and kindness comes from God? And true mercy and kindness, what we're all looking for, we have to realize the source of true mercy and kindness is God himself. That's part of who he is. It's part of what his attributes, we like to say, is that he's full of mercy. And I find it's interesting how it's coupled with kindness. It's almost a word that has gotten lost in our society. We're so much all about ourselves. We want to push ourselves around and make sure that we're at the front of the line. Or, you know, the way people so aggressively drive their cars, they're saying, "Me, me, me, me." Rather than being kind to your neighbor, being kind to each other, we know that in God's sake, when you look at him, not only is he a God that's truly full of mercy, but he's a God that is also kind. And he demonstrated his kindness by sending Jesus. And it's so important for us to recognize the mercy and kindness. It separates him from every other God that you could imagine, or even that you could look at history. It's just the heart of God that he's full of mercy and he's full of kindness. He says, "Let that be my comfort." You see that as we finish this stanza, we keep seeing the psalmist asking the Lord for something. Really what he was looking for was comfort from probably the afflictions that he just went through, the hard times, the trials that we've been talking about. He was looking for comfort within his life. Here, he needed to be comforted. But where can you find comfort, or where can comfort be found? It certainly isn't during his time, nor during our time, find comfort from the pagan religions of the world. The religions of the psalmist days during his time were really fierce and cruel. Who would think of going to the child-killing Molech god or to the fish god Dagon for comfort? They were tremendously cold, and they didn't have ability to bring comfort to you or to offer by Islam, Buddhism, or Hinduism. Who wants to be told that if you fail to live up to a certain religious standards, they will be sent back to earth as a fruit or a fly, a fruit fly or a toad? Note that also the false ideas and various religions that call upon, I call them religions, that actually they're Christianism, where they appear to be about Christ, but their teaching is so far from what was being taught in the Bible. What merciful kindness could be found in a theology that sends people to purgatory to atone for whatever is left over of their sins? You know, the picture that you have in these, I don't know how better way to describe them, is very strange at best. Where the priests of these religions stand by a bed of a dying man, maybe all of his life this person was faithful, following all the dogmas of the church and the things that they would have him to do. this fellow was probably a guy that has had impoverished himself in this sacrificial living and giving to the church, and he has gone to confession and done his penance. He's even received the sacraments on a regular basis. But there's the priest there to administrate his last rites to this devout and faithful church member. And what does this church tell him to expect when he dies? They tell him fire and flames, purgatory. For how long? Well, nobody could really say. Prayer must be made for him after he's dead. Masses must be said for his souls. Money must be paid. What comfort is in this religion, this church? The psalmist, notice what the psalmist does. He flees directly into the arms of God. And that's so important for us to understand that we have direct access to God. In fact, the New Testament he tells us that there's one mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Jesus has bridged a gap where we can come straight to him, straight to the Lord. You know, I think it's so interesting that we can always storm the heart of God if we just simply just go along and ask God for his mercy. Because as I mentioned earlier, mercy is an attribute of God. It's certified and verified in his word over and over and over again. You know, I think, could you imagine how he's looking for comfort to his soul? That the psalmist, which was a singer, that you almost can see him tuning up his harp as he cries. And he starts singing this song. He starts singing, "Oh Lord, let I pray thee, thy mercy and kindness be my comfort." Notice what as he sings this final little stanza or this part of the song, he says, "According to thy word unto thy servant." Maybe you can hymn that song today. Maybe you can meditate on that as you drive around or go about your chores, or maybe as you listen to this before your head hits the pillow. As we also echo this prayer, "Let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant." And I believe all of us could say amen to that. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.